Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord again and again. Welcome again to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. Please stand by in a moment.
I
hope you're joining
you
us. Can you hear us?
Prayer line this morning. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen.
You're welcome, sir.
Introduction. Amen. I want to just thank everybody for coming from all over the world to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We're coming together from all walks of life to fight what the enemy has tried to do for ages, and that is to divide God's people, make us be at odds against each other, because he can't stand it when we get together. There's too much power to the saints of God. If we're coming together, that's what God wants. That's one of the main things that he's getting around to his people, that he wants us to come together. And God, thank you, because together we stand. We're not going to be divided. The blood of Jesus is against that. Thank all of you for being here this morning. Oh, for the precious blood of Jesus that covers all of us. Thank God for all of you. Amen. Thank God. And we just love the Lord. Thank him for his goodness and kindness. I'm going to pray this morning. I've been giving many of you that opportunity to pray, to come before the Lord. It's so wonderful. Amen. That privilege to take and pray unto the Lord and give him glory and give him praise and adoration. Oh, my God. Always treasured. Mm-hmm. You are a treasure, too. Because I keep reminding you all that there was a time that you couldn't pray. And we are a treasure. Just like they push, we are a treasure, the privilege to vote. Amen. We are a treasure, the privilege to pray. A day without prayer is a wasted day. You got to realize that it's a wonderful, wonderful privilege to be able to call on the name of the Lord in his presence. Amen. We're entering into his gates with thanksgiving, and we're entering into his courts with praise. And we're giving praise unto him and blessing his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I know you attended to your husband, but is that possible for Ambassador Hagen to pray so well if you could come and pray this morning? Are you still there? Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. And I don't know what's going to happen, but the Lord said to ask you to pray. And we don't know what God may do for this line and for Bishop Hagen. I'm going to also ask Brother Woods. Brother Woods, are you on the line today? Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Would you pray first? Amen. Then Master Hagen is going to pray. Thank you so much, darling. Amen. The line is open to you, Brother Woods.
Yes, sir. Do you mind if I start with a song?
No matter. I don't mind. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
May I start with a song, please, if that's okay? If not, I'll
that might be really good. Amen.
I'll go. I'll go if the Lord wants somebody. Yes, here am I, dear Lord, send me. I'll go.
Thank you, Jesus.
I may be motherless, but I'll go.
Thank
I may
you.
Be motherless, but I'll go If the Lord wants somebody, yeah, here am I. Here am I. Here am I. Dear Lord, I'll go. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, we say we'll go this morning. We will go, oh God, we will go. Thank you. Wherever you send us, God, whatever you want us to do, whatever assignment you've given to us, we'll go, oh God. We'll do it, Lord. We'll say yes. We'll say yes, our soul. We'll say yes this morning. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. We bow down before you, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our ending. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for how you watched over us all night long, how you kept us from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. So much could have happened, but, oh, God, you kept us. The angels was around our bed, around our windows, around our doors, God. We want to thank you how the blood covered us, Lord, how you protected us, Lord. And we thank you for this brand new day we've never seen before, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for the bed that we slept in all night long. God, somebody didn't sleep in a bed. Somebody woke up in an alley, wrapped up in newspaper, in a box, in a shelter, Lord, in the hospital, in the nursing home. My God, and somebody didn't wake up this morning. Oh, God, we're thankful this morning. We are thankful for your grace and for your mercy. And, God, we want to thank you for this prayer line this morning. We want to thank you, Lord, for Dr. Johnson, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing him, God. We thank you for his family, his wife. We thank you for this ministry, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy and how you keep him and how you protect him, God. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you called him to do and he did say yes. Thank you, Lord, that he answered, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that he accepted the call, what you told him to do, and he said, yes, my God. Will you continue to bless him and strengthen him and undergird him and be with him and direct him and lead him and guide him and cover him with the blood in the name of Jesus. Cover First Lady, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Lady Betty, God bless her, Lord. As she walks, then stand beside him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen her and undergird her and hold her up, my God, in the name of Jesus. Will you bless his ministry, bless his church, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Will you send the anointing, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and continue to bless that ministry in the name of Jesus. Bless this ministry, God. Bless every ambassador on this prayer line in the name of Jesus, one by one, name by name, and family by family. You know every need, you know every request, God. Heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's sick this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Will you touch, Lord? Will you heal, Lord? Will you heal them right now in the name of Jesus, God? Heal, Lord. Heal, 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 heal. Encourage, encourage, encourage. Strengthen, 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 Lord. Give peace, give peace, give peace, give peace, give peace, Lord. Work every situation, every circumstance out in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, for every request, God. Oh, God, will you grant it? Grant the petitions that the saints have spread out before you. Grant it in the name of Jesus. Meet that need. Meet that need in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Bless these families, Lord. Bless the children. Bless the young people, God. Bless them as they get ready to go back to school. And some already in school, God. Protect them, Lord, as they're on the bus, Lord. As they're on the playground, in the classroom, Lord. In the dorms, Lord. On the campus. My God, cover them, cover them, cover them with the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Your blood cover, Lord, in every request, God. Meet it right now. Answer right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Bless our government. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless our president, my God, in the name of Jesus. Covering with the blood in the name of Jesus. Lead and guide him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way. Protect them from harm and danger. Oh, cover, 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 cover. Bless, Lord, every governor, every senator, every mayor, God. Give us godly, 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 godly mayors and godly senators and godly mayors and governors. In the name of Jesus, the governing officials, God. Oh, God, I'm giving to seek you while you may be found and call on you while you're near. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we'll thank you. God will praise you. God will give you the glory, the honor. We'll tell how you worked it out for us. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name.
Praise you now. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen.
Oh, God,
thank you. Hallelujah, glory. Glory, glory. And it is, Son, and
it is. Dr. Hagin, will you pray? Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Be more than glad to. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come right now. We say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Lord, we appreciate you in this season, in this time, for everything that you're doing. We appreciate you for who you are. We appreciate you for what you're doing, what you give, and what you're yet going to do. Father, we realize this morning that you know the plans that you have selected and chosen for each and every one of us. And, Lord, we say thank you. Father, we lift up this prayer ministry, oh, God, in the leader right now. We thank you for Mother Woods, who's prayed, God, and we lend our voice and continue the prayer of her heart as well as the prayer of everyone that's on here. Father, we thank you as we lift up our teacher, oh, God, and his wife. Lord, we lift up these wonderful people in the name of Jesus, and we lift up, oh, God, children and the grands and the first family exclusive. Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you for the Holy Ghost anointing that is upon their life. We thank you, Father, because them, Lord, are walking in destiny, Father, and they are more than able to accomplish what you have assigned for them to do because you have anointed them for such a time as this. And, Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Holy Ghost, pray, oh God, because we know not how to pray or what to pray for, but you are our greatest example. So we ask you to reach out to the core and to the fiber of every being, Lord, and do what only you can do. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every our ambassador. We thank you for our mother to the nation and her husband and her family and every ambassador and their family. God, we thank you for every after the elect. We thank you, God, because of the love that you've poured out on this ministry, Lord, and applying to everyone, Lord, and how you allowing everyone to feel and embrace your love on a daily basis. We thank you, Father, that you're using this ministry, Lord, to impact the world in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for million listeners, more than that, Lord. And we thank you, oh God, for the more than 195 countries, oh God, that you're impacting. And Father, we say thank you. We thank you, God, for how you're just reaching out and how you're healing and how you're saving and how you are delivering. Father, we thank you, Lord, oh, God, for the years that this ministry has been started and has been, oh, God, active and going forth. We thank you. We thank you for everyone, Lord, whether they're here now or whether they've gone on, whatever the situation, we thank you for them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, look on our sisters and brothers all over the world, those that are suffering, those that just need you to help, Lord, with the floods, with the ones who've lost loved ones, those that are hurting because, oh, God, they've been victims of violence, of cruelty. Oh, God, that we cannot even express verbally, Lord. You are the healer. You're the one that we can turn to. In the midst of pain, and we say thank you. Thank you for healing your people. Thank you for allowing them to see that you're yet a good God and you're working for us. Lord, look upon those that are have to go to court and they are faced with injustice situations and the judges that sometimes be already mad or upset and give them sentences that just aren't fair. You are the righteous judge. We ask you to handle it. Oh, God, hallelujah, and let justice be, glory be to God, displayed in the name of Jesus. More than justice, Lord, we ask for your grace, because your grace is greater than justice. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you for healing on this line. Thank you for what you're doing right now. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us who return on a daily basis for your cleansing through and by repentance. Lord, we ask you your forgiveness, oh, God, for everyone in this territory, every neighbor, every friend, every relative, every coworker, every stranger, God, in the name of Jesus, because it's through your repentance that we are cleansed on a daily basis, and we thank you, Father. Father God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, even as you bring this into our nation to repentance. Father, we repent on their behalf, God, on our nation as a whole. We have strayed and left and gone far. Oh, God, we ask you to forgive us, oh, God, and cleanse us, create in us a clean heart and a renew a right spirit in us. And, Father, we say thank you, Lord. And you said we ask that you would do it. You would have mercy and you would turn. You would turn, oh, God, and we thank you. Father, we ask you right now to abort every assignment of the enemy that may be against our lives and the lives of our loved ones and friends. Turn it around for your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you send forth your anointing and breakthrough. Breakthrough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send your breakthrough anointing in the name of Jesus and do what only you can do. Father, every lukewarm heart, every confused heart, every broken heart, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, we ask you to send the anointing breakthrough even on the line this morning and do what only you can do. Father, we ask you to remove and release every burden and every stronghold off of the minds of the people. Say thank you. Father, we ask you to make whole every soul that's listening right now, whether they are single, whether they're married, whether they're separated, whether they're divorced, whether they're a widower or widower. God, we ask you to bring forth deliverance in the name of Jesus. God, for your glory, that are sick and those shut in, grant forth a mighty deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliver from all sicknesses, all diseases, all addictions in the name of Jesus. Whatever hope that the enemy tried to concoct, we ask you to bring a mighty deliverance. Lord, those that have to go to the hospital, those that are under physician care, Lord, those that are embarking upon treatment today, we ask you, oh God, to be with them in the midst of their treatment, Lord. We ask you to give them skilled practitioners and skilled workers and helpers that are in tune with what's going on. Give them a watch to be able to watch and guide in the name of Jesus. And we speak, glory be to God, victory in the midst of their pain. Lord, I ask you to continue to look upon my beloved husband. Lord, just see him through this journey in the name of Jesus. Trust you every step of the way. And we thank you for all of the wonderful people here in this ministry, God, who've been praying for us and lifting us up, God. And we feel that saturation of their prayer and their love for us. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing and how you're using their prayers, oh, God, to undergird us and to saturate, hallelujah, us with prayer at this time. We trust you, God. We trust you for the victory, and we speak healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we trust you, and we thank you, and we receive your healing power in the name of Jesus. Father, now loose on this line. Loose, God, loose your warring angels to fight for each and every one of us. Loose your angelic host right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, to do what needs to be done because you care and you so love every one of us. Lord, we thank you now. We thank you, Lord, as you loose the fruit of the Spirit, oh, God, and as you loose it on this line in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And we thank you because your power will prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail against this ministry. No weapon that's formed shall prosper against this ministry. And we thank you now. Thank you for the love. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the uniting us as one. Thank you for, oh, God, the leader of this ministry that you've chosen for such a time as this. Lord, continue to earn the good of him. Father, you have already invested within him, God, everything he needs to get this work done for you. And, Lord, and in his new project that he's working on, we thank you for victory already. We thank you, Father, for his hands, how you've anointed it to get the job done, his mouth, his lungs to get the job done. Lord, as you have given him the name, the world's greatest saxophonist, gospel saxophonist, we thank you for your breath that you breathe through him, oh, God, to just pump through that instrument to bring glory to you. Father, we bless him. We bless his wife, his family, in the name of Jesus. You've chosen them for such a time as this, oh, God, to make your name even greater in this earth. And, Lord, we say thank you. Now, Lord, continue to wake up the blog community and in every community that he's in, oh, God, the global ministry that you have placed him in. Father, thank you for all the good feedback that's coming. And we thank you, Lord, for all the accolades that he will receive even more. Thank you, Lord, as you expand him greater in this earth for you to receive glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for all the helpers and all the backers that are working, oh, God, to help hold his hands up, oh, God, and to bring you glory. We say thank you. Lord, we thank you for Mr. Levy, whom you've given him this vision to bring about, our God, this platform that we can be heard.
Brother Bob Charest, who's working with him, and all the engineers that are behind this project, all the sponsors, so many sponsors, Lord. But we thank you for them, Lord, that are allowing this project to go forth. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, and we call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget, Lord, all the education facilities, all the colleges, the schools, the children. Father, continue to keep them safe, place spirit-filled educators, oh, God, in our schools, our secondary schools, as well as our colleges and our universities. And don't forget about the homeschoolers, Lord. Let those that are teaching the children be spirit-filled and spirit-led as well. We thank you. We give you praise. We call it down in Jesus' mighty name. And it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. God bless you. Back to you.
God bless you. Wonderful prayers by both of you today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My God. You covered so much ground, and we want to thank you for your blessings, God's blessings upon your life and through these wonderful prayers. I tell you, we are just in for a great day. Amen. The Lord spoke to me and said, just get praise reports today and tell them the goodness of Jesus. I would normally open up the Wilson Seminar or have a guest speaker, but today God wants you to talk about his goodness. Who will talk about his goodness? Who will tell the goodness of Jesus? Some of y'all have been healed. Some of y'all have had loved ones saved. Some of you all have been delivered from this and from that. Amen. Sister Sheila Brown, Ambassador Lick, amen. My God, she was just hollering on the prayer line. Hooray! Hallelujah. And I never forget, I just thought maybe she was just kind of overcoming this or that one. But when I found out what she had been through and what the Lord brought her out of, I said, go ahead, Sister Sheila. You got a right to praise the Lord. Amen. You never know what people have been through. Amen. Y'all don't know what I've been through. Most of y'all think I never have a problem. You just don't know. But you don't know what people have been through. They got a right to praise the Lord. Got a right to love God because he brought them out of so much. Amen. Want to just say good morning. Are y'all awake this morning? Are y'all speaking? Come on. I know you are. Come on. Wake up and let's say good morning to each other. Good morning to y'all. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless all of you. And let's not fail to speak to God. He's in the room. God, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Love you, Lord. Love you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy, righteous name, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank
glory
you,
to your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy, holy.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, glory to
you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. To your Father. Lord, thank you for another day I've never seen, never will see again. Bless your name, God. Thank you for your new mercies, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everyone waking this morning, Lord. Bless your name, God.
Thank you.
Praise you.
Praise you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise your holy name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The universe.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, bless
the world.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Somebody has been healed. Somebody has been saved. Somebody has delivered. Somebody had your child saved. Somebody had your problem solved. Your back was against the wall. Somebody called you late in the midnight hour. You didn't know what to do, but you called on the Lord. Somebody's been to court. Somebody's been down, and he picked you up. Somebody's been out, and he brought you in. Somebody has been through stress. Stressful situations. Someone, the enemy tried to almost put you in depression. I'm just trying to help you remember what he's done for you. Somebody, you couldn't move, but God let you move. Somebody had pains in your joints, and you couldn't hardly move without a pain. And you are pain-free, and you haven't said nothing. Oh, my God. You know the Lord has been good to you. Somebody dealt with this and that for a long time, and now you moved around and you don't have it, and you haven't said nothing? Oh, my God. I'm going to open up the line and let y'all say something. I'm going to tell you again that Psalms 105, yeah, just make known his deeds before the people. Yeah, make known his deeds before the people. And you need to do that. Amen. When he's been so good to you, I hope you don't fail to do that before the people. And then shout unto God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give him glory and give him honor. Sing unto him. Praises unto him. Then it says, talk ye of all his wondrous work. Why? Because he wants you to talk about his wondrous work, because he's trying to do more miracles for other people. You're not the only one. He's trying to do more miracles for other people. Well, how is that going to help? Because your testimony will give them the faith to believe God for miracles. Some people, why do you think I share some of the things that I go through? Some of them are embarrassing to me. But I'm trying to get y'all, your faith level to rise. I mean, you got so much faith, you don't have one or two. You should be on about a 10 by now.
Yeah.
I'm just doing that to get your faith level to rise so I can tell you what God did. Amen. All right, if you have a praise report, in fact, let me get some of y'all who are on another level. You stop crawling, and I know that's many of you, but somebody who can really take these praise reports and receive them, you can give a praise report. And afterwards, ask for others who have praise reports. Who is that person? I'm looking for a volunteer. All right, anybody?
Good morning, 913, with Sheila Brown.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
God bless you. And you awake?
Pardon me?
You awake? Amen. Good morning.
I am awake, Chief. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for the things that you give to me. And thank you for how you encourage First Lady. Thank
Praise
you.
Praise be God.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. First, we've given up to God. He's first. Lady Dr. Billy, for their whole family, for all you all on the prayer line. I would just like to talk about the fast that the Lord allowed you to lead us in. And my praise report, and I don't want to keep bringing this up, but I think...
Let me stop you right there. Don't let the enemy do that to you.
Yes, sir. I know.
Let me tell you, I used to do that a little bit, but I found out that God is a God of repetition. I really did. He repeats things, and I found out that many times when he shares things over and over, they're stronger the second, third, fourth, fifth time than the first time.
Yeah.
I still get such power and so much strength out of when Ambassador Stern shares about how she gave her husband that kidney. Amen. And see, people don't really get you many times. That's why at Amazing Grace, God told me to bring one message several times a year. And it's called How to Recognize the Real Voice of God. And I'll bring that from time to time. Got many, many messages I haven't brought. But God let me know he's a God of repetition. And they're doing better. Every time I bring the message, they do better. They do better. All right, go ahead and tell us again.
Yes, on May the 29th, I had a car accident here at my home. I walked out the front door, got in the car, just bagged up, going right down the street to Walmart, and the lady across the parking lot, she bagged out and she hit me, and I was sitting right there on the passenger side door. And my friend lady hollered, "Sheila." I looked at Michelle, and when I turned back to see what was she looking at screaming, that's when that SUV was sitting inside that passenger car where I was sitting. Glass just shattered everywhere, and my neck was dislocated during that accident. And I went to the hospital. They put my neck brace on and everything. A few days, I was feeling all right. And I'll never forget, she said, "One night, you said a prayer," and that's the night I was feeling so, so bad, wanted to throw the towel in, depressed. I couldn't eat. I couldn't hear out of my right ear. I could not hear. My children had to come in with me for 2 weeks and live here, my grown children. My neck was stuck to my pillow. My neck could not move. My children had to turn me from side to side. They had to take me to the restroom. I mean, I couldn't think for myself. I could not think, and that's why I value the Lord so much, because you kept saying, "Chief Ambassador, I'm trying to get y'all to see how good God is. I'm trying to give y'all to give God more glory." God knows, when I was in that bed, I thought I was in a pit of death. I didn't pray. I didn't do nothing. I didn't call the Lord. I thought I was on my way out of here. I'm like, "Lord, I have a dislocated neck. I have 3 grandchildren under the age of 5 that's in my custody. Lord, how am I going to do this?" But that night you prayed, I was laying in my bed, and you began to pray, "Thank the Lord for using you." You said, "Everything in this room is subject to God." I grabbed the hold of that thing. I grabbed the hold to the word of the Lord. And I kept saying, "Lord, by faith, by faith, by faith, I'm joining what he's saying. He said, healing is in his room, and I believe it." Same night, my pillow adjusted under my neck. My neck turned a little bit. And when I woke up the very next morning, I sat on the side of my bed. I turned, because my neck wasn't able to turn to the right during this accident. I turned my neck to the Lord, the good Lord in heaven, turned my neck all the way to the right. I didn't think it was going to stop turning. And the Lord, he healed me. He healed me that night in that bed when that pillow moved on its own. And like I said, was my husband is not here. My grandchildren is not in the bed. I was laying in that bed alone. And I know God has healed my neck. Yes, I still feel some residue, but the Lord is good. And I just thank him, because that accident tried to kill me. I did not think when I walked out my house and got in the car just to go down the street that my whole life would be changed. But I thank the good Lord for that fast, because it has brought me a mighty long way. I thank you all, and may God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Open up the doors. I think, see, some people may be new. What she's talking about is is the Lord. The Lord led us to lead the people on a 100-day fast. And many of them went on 100 days. Amen. Consecutive days. Amen. I certainly went 100 days and felt like going more, but I wanted to have mercy on y'all. Have mercy on the people. All right. Amen. Y'all made history. Yeah, 100-day fast. All right, go ahead.
Good morning. First is prayer and praise line. We are taking praise reports this morning. The line is open. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mother Johnson, go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm still standing. He allowed me to wake up this morning, cold in the right room. I tell you, God is so good. He's just so good. I just can't begin to tell you all I can say. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I'm standing in mind. This mind, I thought, just to think where the Lord has brought me from. My eyes get full water. I tell you, I just thank the Lord every step I make. And every chance I got, Lord, I just thank you for bringing me from a mighty long way. The Lord that brought me a long way. I can remember growing up, a kid, I had to sew my shoes up in the back with thread. And Lord, I thank you today. I thank you that I have feet to walk on and shoes to put on my feet. God is good. That's all I can say. He is good. And his mercy is due for him. And y'all pray for me because I'm on my way to Rome Saturday.
Ooh,
and I'll be back the 31st.
All right.
Beautiful.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Sister Sheila.
Good morning, prayer and praise. Thank you, line. I'm so sorry. The praise line is open. Praise report line is open.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Jolene Garnett, 773.
Good morning.
I thank God for the prayer line. Thank God for what he's doing for me. I thank God for my son. I kept requesting prayer for him. He's on dialysis and how a lot of things was going through with his body, and he had had surgery on both of his eyes. I thank the Lord how God helped heal his eyes. And I'm just asking God to just turn everything back around to where it was. And also with his kidneys, they put him on the list of the kidneys, but I told him, God can restore your own kidneys, so you all be praying for me. And I thank God for the oil, how Dr. Johnson, he had said the 3 drops of oil in the water. It was, thank you, Lord. I just thank God I'll do that, and it is healing in the oil. I have to thank the Lord for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for that.
Go ahead.
Praise God. We thank God. Shut up, devil. I thank God for Lady Betty and all the ones that's on the prayer line. And I just want everyone to be encouraged because God is a healer. And Dr. Johnson, I want you to be encouraged and keep on doing what you're doing because God is truly using you. And you all be blessed and have a wonderful, blessed day today.
Amen.
Thank
you. Was you saying something, Steve?
No. Just let him go ahead on.
Yes.
That's always the instruction from the Lord. He wants them to tell of his goodness. He's trying to give somebody faith enough to heal him. I'm recognized what the Lord is doing. Go ahead and let him touch him.
Yes, the praise report line is open, saints and friends, and we'll be happy to hear you all's report from the Lord.
And I know he's been good to all of us.
We don't have to play before.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Watson Cobb and area code 832. I thank the Lord for this morning. I thank the Lord for another day. The house has already been dressed. But I'm going to give a praise report that I don't think I've ever given on this line, but God needs me to say this. Some years back in my first marriage, I was so depressed. And I was working, going to work every day, had a good job. God was just blessing us, and we had a lot of things. But I was going through some things, and so it got so bad, you know, at some point in your life. I don't know if any of y'all have ever gone through this, but this may help somebody. At some point in that I had hurt so bad, and you just get tired of hurting, you just get tired of feeling these things and going through these things. I wanted to end it all, and I did try on two different occasions. One time I took a whole bottle of pills, and nothing happened. And I said, and I knew that if you commit suicide, that's where I would go. But I figured I was in so much pain, I didn't want to hurt anymore. And so nothing happened. And so I said, oh, Lord, you know, I'm going to end it all. And so I just kept on hurting more and more. I tried it one more time, and it didn't work again. And so I kept on. I was in so much pain, and I was driving in a car. My first husband always, once we paid for a car, he bought a new one. So, like I said, I have had a lot of things. But back then, you had 3 years so on it. So he had just bought me another brand new car. And I tried to drive off the road and hit a fence. Nothing happened to me. And I said, Lord, I better quit this. You're trying to tell me something. But the Lord delivered me from depression. Now, that doesn't mean that the enemy don't try and bring things to you and bring you down and all that. And I may get down a little while, but I don't stay down. Because I have a God that cares and loves me. And if God, then that just shows me time after time after time. And no matter who doesn't love you, God loves you.
Amen.
And I have gotten to the point in my life, no matter what men think of me, it's not about what man thinks. It's what God thinks. And I'm trying to please God. Because the worst hurt you can ever have is through church. And I've been through that. Through all of that, the Lord showed me he loved me. So y'all have a blessed day, and I love all of you. And just keep on keeping on. And put God first in your life, and you never know what blessings he has for you. Have a blessed day.
Ambassador Wallene Cobb, you helped a lot of people. Somebody's not telling us. But you may have stopped somebody from committing suicide this morning.
Uh-huh. Amen.
The Lord said, let y'all tell it. That's one of the reasons right there. Amen. We don't know what God did, but we'll know by and by. As the old things used to say, we'll understand it by and by. Why God said, just let them talk this morning and tell them, my goodness. Build somebody's faith up where they know not to kill themselves. Build somebody else's faith up where they know not to put their trust in man, but to put their trust in God. Build somebody's faith up where they can get a miracle now themselves. They needed that. I'm just talking for them.
Hallelujah.
They needed that. Amen.
Thank you.
People don't tell it. That's why I believe the Lord had me tell sometimes when I know television ministries and the radio ministries, many times they want you to think that they're on cloud nine all the time and they're having so many problems behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, you sure you want me to tell this? And God said, yes, son, I want you to tell it. Don't let them put you on a pedestal where they think that you never go through a struggle or a trial. But let them see how you go through, and then tell them how you brought, how I brought you out. That's what builds faith. Amen. How you can't really, your faith can't grow if you think I'm on a cloud all the time. And how you going to really have faith growth if you never see what I'm going through and then how God brought me out? So it's important that you all tell folks.